You're listening to the show about a lobstercle. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
All right, take in this first slide for context.
Oh okay, gosh. Devour it.
Horns, horns. Corns, not corns. Corn, ital.
Corny.
Oh, corny. Oh, I thought that was an exclamation point. Oops, I guess I can't corn! See that well. Corn! Ital.
All right, and if this doesn't work, then I'm going to have to say stop. If I press the next line, it doesn't work.
Okay.
But I think it did last time, so I think we're good.
All right.
Cool.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
I thought you were going to start singing about corns or something.
Rafina is mad about slaying a bystander, mournfully crying to be put away. And Will is a crab and a lady has punched him. Our plans are not working out. It's a bad day. Remember Roscoe, who has the fake bones and is on Will's back. The crab climbs building to look like he's chasing Bathwack. Who wants to convey Rafina away, but Rafina is boneless and she flops. But Mo won't stop Rafina, he grabs. They run toward the crab, that lady runs fast. She puts her hand out on Rafina's hand and tells her that she is absolved. Roscoe asks her, are you trying to help my friend? I'll do whatever I can to help this town. We are on the same side. Roscoe pretend punches the crab who throws the lady again. Roscoe casts pop and on her she goes wherever he says. Aerodynamic Rafina has regained her spirit. She urges her friend Mo to step on the gas. The crap breaks the gate down and turns into Will again. Sends out complaints to us by a brain text.
Jesus Christ, the syncopation! Yeah. Syncopation! I can't!
What went wrong? You were supposed to crowd control this thing. Why are there so many idiots milling around? Magic missile and spirit guardian. Eldritch blast, Will's favorite, all over the place. Some stabbing shadows. Giant Rafina. Giant Rafina, the lady blacked out and probably now is dead. One more victim. Now we're at the horse. Bathwack is warming up, hovering briefly to test out his boots. It's time for a spectacle. Bathwack has daylight and tremors and sparkles and lights are afoot.
Oh my god.
Will shoots him with Eldritch Blast on for the final scene. It's gonna work out just fine. The tremors don't stop and red lights are aglow and a chill runs down everyone's spine. The horns are not part of the cliff. A gaping hole opens below. And now we are going to die. We're dead.
Oh my god.
Oh fuck, that's so good.
I want to have that on a CD to listen to as I drive my children to school. Like people hear this fancy music coming out the window and it's this.
Only
oh my god.
Have heard that.
That's amazing.
The syncopation.
That's incredible. Oh my god. Like, I genuinely just want to listen to it again. That was incredible. Thank you.
Because they were horns and I had horns on the brain, I'm like, oh, let's do a horn concerto.
Oh, sure. That's amazing. Concerto,
which Alex may have played in
I have.
Some previous life.
If I play that instrument.
Give so much away. No! It's going to be impossible to edit out.
Oh, you can leave that in.
That seems safe.
Well done, Abby.
Oh my god,
I loved
Abby. That was incredible.
My other game of Music League, one of the last categories we had was fucking. So like songs to fuck to.
Oh.
And by that point, I was already definitely going to lose, so I didn't give a shit. But I submitted a song that I legitimately have, like, when I've heard it, and I heard it in the movie The Social Network, and then, like, I, like, found it and would replay it, like it is sexual to me. I submitted In the Hall of the Mountain King by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross from The Social Network.
What?
And, like, amazing. My friend Jordan, like, in our chat was like, I really do not like knowing that one of us has fucked to this song. And I was like, excuse me, Jordan. I've only fantasized about being fucked to the song, not fucking to it. And he was like, all right, well, okay, I take it all back. Right.
I'm still now not, I know.
I'm still not going to vote. But now all my, like, straight guy friends know that I've fantasized about this, like, increasingly violent, like, pounding in the Hall of the Mountain King.
Oh my god.
Link to that song. That's amazing. Link to that song, mm-hmm. Mark.
It'll be on the Music of Pork Fried Dice page.
The music.
Yeah, I guess it will.
What?
I said, I guess it will.
Yeah, it will.
Yes, we need to hear. I can't hear you. You can't hear me. Remove one ear.
And no.
So that we can hear Babe. We're going to
have headphone,
like,
splitters. Headphone splitters.
I don't know why I'm joining in with that.
We could hear that.
We don't monitor because it drives KT insane.
Oh, no, you mean my own voice? Splitters. Hearing my
no,
own
just
voice?
No, just have one pair of headphones connected to...
Oh!
No, two.
So we do
two.
This? Is it, we have a giant pair of headphones? Come over here.
I misspoke.
Ears go together, I don't think a so headphone splitter each other. Would...
Two pairs other. Of headphones connected to a headphone splitter.
We do.
And then...
Yeah, we do. But the thing is, like, it's just my headphones are very
okay.
hard to hear.
You do mean a giant pair of headphones.
I guess
that is
I
what
do.
You
why is this so confusing for me? Okay. melt your heads together.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to kind of do. It was like the thinging myself to him. It didn't work, though.
We need one of those big horns.
Hey,
that
the
you
song
stick
is only 2 minutes and 23 seconds long.
The In the Hall of the Mountain King.
That's what the repeat is for.
That's all you need.
That's we're not going for we're not going for quantity. We're going for quality. Okay.
I've had to correct multiple guys. Like, look, I don't need you to like last. This is fine. Like, 2.5 minutes. Like, let's get this over with.
Then let me show you the first season of Everwood.
Then let's, yeah, that's Everwood. You don't need to be Everwood.
Oh,
I've got
man.
Everwood.
Mm-mm. Wow. Mm-mm. That's romantic.
Yay!
What are we doing?
Hooray.
We're playing our game. This is
Hooray.
How we play. Duh. Yeah, what is this? Oh, there's a devil guy coming. You drew this. Is this new?
No, I kind of drew it.
Oh.
We're going to make a new friend.
Oh,
uh-huh.
I can't wait to meet this NPC.
Oh. Alex,
yeah,
he's
going to join our party.
You.
Right.
I told you it was going to be a demon. I told you that we were supposed to take it literally.
That is what you said.
That it
Will
is
went
what it
and
seems.
Investigated that. Like, that's why he was all worried. And he tried to
why
investigate
didn't you
and nothing happened.
Pull on one of the horns.
Why did I just pull on the horn?
To the tune of In the Hall of the Mountain
yeah,
King?
Exactly.
Jerk off the horn. This devil would probably be totally chill if he just had come recently.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, maybe that'll happen as part of the fight.
Oh no.
In his D&D improv slot machine. Giant demon ejaculate. Giant demon ejaculate.
All right. So I am going to start by asking everyone to roll initiative again.
Okay.
Yay.
Bathwack, you're just a fisherman. You don't have any score.
I'm still falling, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I think I'm hiding behind a tree. I don't really... I think that's where I am. Initiative. There it is.
Also, I don't know if this is all that important or not, but I used a ton of spell slots during our fake fight.
Oh.
Yeah, I used...
And I got the crap kicked out of me by
Will.
Nobody
thought
yeah.
Well, Rafina is very mad.
Well, we didn't know...
But
I mean,
Rafina
I
also didn't
investigated.
Help.
Rafina! I investigated! Nobody went with me. Bathwack could have flown over here.
I know. We've reached the blame stage of our disappointment.
We're not even playing yet. We're just trying to practice out ways to blame each other. Okay. Oh, Bathwack.
I rolled a one.
Yeah. One. This is going to be very interesting. Maybe it's just a head, though. Look at that. It just kind of looks like a little head perched on a...
Maybe it's just stuck there.
Yeah. Really yeah. Help although me.
The way it actually looks to me, though, when I opened it up, I thought it looked like a vampire with wings extended flying.
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
That's what it looked like to me a little bit. Because yeah. Anyway. Like, its wings are the coastline.
Oh,
that changes everything.
It's huge.
That's even more. Yeah.
Huge.
That's insane. Yeah, that's scary. Do you see what he's talking about? Look, this and all of that.
Yeah.
I thought he was talking about this and that. But he's talking about all that.
This and all of that.
That's too big, Alex. Stop it.
Yeah.
Plus, it's coming at us in the real world. It's not even looking at our characters. It's looking right at me.
So yeah, in terms of where everybody is, so Will had gone off into like this little wooded area after disappearing into the orb of light that Bathwack had cast. I think Bathwack, you had made it down because you had said you were going to snuff out the lights.
Oh, when I hit the water.
Yeah, around when you would be there. So, I mean, you are flying, so you're not,
So I'd be hovering just above the water.
Yeah. And then Roscoe was waiting over towards the, up is north on this map, towards the west, like kind of near the path, which isn't on this map, but it's kind of that way down the road. And then I couldn't remember where Rafina and Mo were. I have them kind of just on the road.
Yeah, we were just sort of supporting the action without our location being all that important or interesting, so we didn't talk about it.
So yeah, basically...
Am I first? Gosh darn it.
Yeah, of course you are. So the people up on top, you just see kind of the horns shift and pull out away from the cliff. And they're pulsating with these bright red lines of energy or force or something like that. Bathwack below, you can see the full figure emerging from the cliff. So it seems to be facing you. It has these glowing red eyes and this bright red-orange glowing mouth that has opened up. But it's separating its entire body away from the cliff. Its feet are basically standing where you are. Its arms are being wrenched out of the wall. Rock is flying everywhere. It has, in its chest, there's like this like glowing, it's the same color as within its mouth. It looks like this glowing like cavity, which seems to be sort of behind these like crisscrossed rock lines. And then at each of its sort of joints, there's like a ball of glowing white energy, like at its shoulder, its elbows, its knees, its ankles. But the figure is vaguely humanoid.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it is. It is humanoid. But yes, it's large. Okay. It's the height of the cliff.
Yay.
I have an idea. I have an idea, guys. Can we pay this thing vouchers not to be a dick?
Yeah. They said they work for everything, so...
Said in the town,
Oh, look,
though.
I have one that says... Oh, wait, I forgot. I keep thinking that they're coupons that are labeled...
Specific, like one free back rub or whatever? Yeah.
It says, one demon, not to act like a dick.
So yeah, Rafina, with a 16, you are first in the initiative order. Like I said, from your perspective, these rock things are just pulled away from the cliff, and the ground is shaking beneath you, so something's going on.
Yeah.
Other than that...
I don't hear anything else. I don't hear Bathwack yelling or anything.
I'm not yelling.
He's not yelling. Oh, that's true. You hear, like, rock... like I was so... wonderfully foleying before.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
That was good foleying. I liked it. Well, it feels foolhardy to react with a serious spell until I know what we've got here.
Mm.
And I don't really know what we've got here.
Mm-hmm.
So...
On the map, by the way, the red box, that shows like the space it takes up on the map, basically.
Okay. Got it.
Oh, it's right next to me.
Yeah. Yep.
So, no, it's obviously something bad, but again, like, I don't even know, like, I know there are horns, but...
You don't what know. Am I? Yeah, you don't
I don't,
have to,
I don't know.
Yeah,
so,
you're good.
It's...
You don't have to,
so
like, reach out
something.
And kill everything right away if you don't want to. Don't feel bad.
It's going to be some good things. Corn demon. He's going to raise his arms and just the ears of corn are going to come up.
Rafina's just going to...
He's going to feed everybody.
Oh, beautiful.
Close.
Right, Eric? Right?
Yeah. One of the three sisters.
Rafina is so brave. She just moved, like, right to the end of the glyph.
Yeah,
to, like,
I moved fast, as far as I could so that I
like
can probably see
5 feet
right.
away from... It's...
Can I see from here? Oh, wait, Alex is talking. We have the same problem. We also need a giant pair of headphones. So, Eric, are you confirming that now I can see better?
You would have to be able to see better what's going on. You would have to be like right at the edge of the cliff, or maybe like over to the side more and at the edge.
Okay. May I reconsider my movement?
You may.
And I can go like 5. Like, can I go like here?
You can move up to 5 squares. Yeah.
So that. And diagonals. Okay, so all right. So,
you're kind of peering over the edge of the cliff there, and yeah, you start to. There's this figure now. You can start to see it's extricating itself from the
Is
walls.
Is it looking up?
It's looking straight ahead, like out over the. It's facing away from the cliff, because out over the bay, and you can see Bathwack way down there below.
Is Bathwack looking at me?
I doubt it.
No.
Okay. Well, I've moved, so I can't...
Looking right into this thing's giant open mouth.
Yeah. Gaping maw. All right, so at this point, I am going to do the things that I do. I'm going to call lightning.
Yes.
And I'm going to cast it at level 6 because I'm not going to use that dumb old spell this time. All right. Do I need to throw anything? Each creature within 5 feet of the point. All right.
So I need to know, you need to say where the storm is centered. It's huge. It's a 60-foot radius, which is...
15.
It's the size of this map, basically, is the circle.
Oh, God damn it. Okay.
But it doesn't mean it hurts.
But the lightning bolt.
Yes, you call it down within that radius on a specific point, and then it's 5 feet from that point.
Okay, so I'm going to make him mad and probably die immediately, but I am going to zap him.
Cool.
So do it.
All right, so you want the point basically like on its head?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's your call, lightning circle. Okay. Ooh. So the figure has to make a dex saving throw. So what is your spell save DC?
16.
Okay. It fails. Unless Bathwack considers it its ally. His ally. All right, so now you need to roll damage. So normally it'd be 3d10, but since you cast it at level 6, it's 6d10 lightning damage.
You betcha.
Oh, hell yeah.
6d10. Roll.
Woo! Ooh, you rolled 2 tens, a 4, 8, 6, 2. That's pretty good.
That is good.
Nice.
40. So that is 40 lightning damage to this stone beast.
You gave something away.
You're insane. Now it's going to turn around.
All right. So it looks like the way that the bolts have struck this and like the way that rock is flying off, you think it probably has some resistance to lightning.
Figures.
It still hurt it, but probably not as effectively as you thought it might have.
Right.
All
right,
and now this lightning will continue for as long as you can keep concentration, which you have to save if you take damage, or it will go away if you cast another spell with concentration.
Okay.
All right. So we've got Mo. And Mo shouts, "What is it?"
I'm not there.
No one answers him.
Where is Mo? Who is Mo talking
to? Oh, that's right. I'm the only one who can answer.
Okay, so Mo might be close enough to Ravina.
Yeah, you hear him say that. The storm's
It's a horn man. It's a demon thing. It's a it's a big giant.
You said horn man, and then he immediately started running towards it.
It's a horn man, and Mo goes to kill him.
I mean, like, what would I have said that would have made Mo run the other way? It's a marshmallow.
and he leaps, and the demon is close enough to the edge of the cliff that he's able to just basically step onto his head.
Oh my gosh.
And then he's going to try to stab him a lot.
Mo has like one hit point though. Mo!
I got it!
Oh, geez. Yeah, with your knife. Good job.
Stab, stab, stab.
Chisel, chisel, chisel.
It is a miss, and a hit. Okay. Alrighty. And he gouges his knife into some of those red lines on one of the horns, and these bright red sparks fly as the knife digs down deep in there.
Hmm.
And he's along for the ride. Roscoe, you've seen Mo jump onto the head of this thing. There's a storm roiling above that Rafina seems to be in control of. A bolt of lightning came down. You don't know where Will is, and you assume Bathwack is down below somewhere. What are you doing?
Jeez. I guess I can't see whether this thing is... is it armed?
You, from where you are, you can't see.
You cut out my burps, KT.
I didn't even hear it. I think there's some...
Discord's cutting them out. Oh, okay.
That one was definitely...
Now you have to keep that one in, though.
Yeah, of course.
Control C, Control V, Control V, Control V, Control V.
This is kind of scary.
Yeah. We don't even know what it wants or what it's going to do or anything. Like, we know nothing.
But we're already attacking it.
Yeah, we are.
They are.
Oh, geez, they are.
You guys can just leave at this point.
I am panicking right now because I don't even know. I'm trying to think of what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do.
With Mo being on top of it... Jeez. I was going to... Well, Mo can take care of himself.
Sure.
But, I was gonna try to cast Puppet on it, but Puppet doesn't do any damage, and I was gonna have it just walk into the sea. Like, see if I can just keep doing that till it sinks. But I don't think I'm gonna do that. I think maybe I'll have Roscoe. I'm not metagaming, but what did you say, Rafina? Noticed that it has a resistance to
lightning.
Lightning.
Does that include thunder?
But I guess you probably didn't see it, right?
Those are different kinds of damage.
It is different. Thunder damage. Okay.
And also, I don't even think you'd necessarily be metagaming since you watched her. You watched her cast the spell. I mean, did Rafina like sense that information, or did it look as though the spell didn't really have much effect?
It would have been visible. Onlookers. I don't know if he would have necessarily been able to see it, but maybe. But regardless, it's right, the point is moot.
You're moot.
Okay. The opinion of the cow.
It's like a cow's opinion.
Oh, Abby and I were worried about the question, where is Clockface right now?
We were worried.
Oh, I'm sure he was probably with the group.
I don't think he's anywhere near you.
Yeah, like, there were... Shimi's not here either, and no. Neither is... Wait, is that it?
Pippa?
Shimi, Pippa.
Pippa's here, right?
Oscar, no? I'm sure. Wait, oh, maybe Oscar's here. Oh, shit, he is. I
was
see a
assuming
picture of
Oscar was.
Does Oscar get a turn?
Though maybe he wouldn't have been able to keep up either.
I low-key don't want Oscar to be here. Remembering what happened to Roscoe...
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, Roscoe would have had control over that. Like, totally. Yeah.
Oscar might have stayed back at the tavern.
Yeah, we knew that this was going to be a big thing. Like,
sorry.
We didn't have a role for him to howl either. Mournfully at Beth's
death. Yeah, do you see,
death,
do you
so.
See Oscar? I don't see
no,
him.
He's not there anymore.
Roscoe would have had old showmanship, performance wisdom of, like, you never act with kids or animals.
Yeah.
Except for when you grab them by the ears and spin them around in a circle and fling them at things.
Right.
But, or was it the tail?
The tail.
It was probably the tail.
It was the tail. Much more sturdy.
So what are you doing?
Roscoe will try to cast Enlarge Reduce on this thing.
Okay.
He's going to try to make it bigger. I'm kidding. I'm going to try to make him smaller and more manageable, I think, maybe.
Okay.
Although if I do that, then he's just going to be down below with just Mo and...
Yeah, who cares?
But I don't know. I like that Roscoe, I don't think he's successfully... Has he successfully done it? Reduce
you
yet?
You tried it on the coyote and got mad at Bathwack.
Yeah. So I'm going to do that. If the target is unwilling, it can make a constitution saving throw.
Yeah, it's unwilling. So yeah, what is your...
spell save DC?
Yeah.
It is 14.
Okay. It succeeds. It saves.
Oh,
all right. Oh, well, Roscoe leaves.
Doesn't it shrink just a little bit?
Nope. On a success, the spell has no effect. So what is it? I don't remember. What does Enlarge Reduce look like, Bathwack? I mean, that's not your name. Did I do that last week, too? Did I keep calling you Bathwack?
I think
you called Bathwack Roscoe, actually, or okay. Like someone else Roscoe. You were definitely confusing somebody over and over. It was weird.
Okay.
You cool. Don't know
as long as
anyone
I'm consistent.
Any-
So, yeah, what does it look like? Roscoe in large reduce.
But like, when Roscoe tries, yeah. Like, I mean, the storm roiling above, I mean, Roscoe is like wide-eyed. He's over, he's very, like, this wasn't in the script.
Nope.
And he puts his hands up almost to like, it's like, please stop. Please stop this from happening.
Okay.
As maybe the beginnings of rain pelts his face.
Yeah.
And he has to hold on to it. He holds onto his hat with one hand and tries to make this big problem become small with the other. It does not work.
Your stained jacket is fluttering in the breeze.
Oh, fuck. This is terrible.
Yeah, this is very
Are you staying
scary.
Where you are?
Yeah, I don't think Roscoe's particularly motivated to get closer right now.
Okay.
Thanks.
Cool. You're welcome. All righty. So, this figure, having been struck by lightning and stabbed in the horn by a lizard man, it rears back and goes, "No!"
And is that a word or
no?
Okay,
it was a sound.
Go
raw,
raw,
raw, raw. It's Clockface.
And let's see here. The red light from its skin, the red lines on its horns, I failed to mention, are sort of coursing all through its entire body.
Hmm.
Those lines pulse in this bright red light. Its eyes and mouth and chest cavity that you can see, I guess Rafina can probably see them now too, and Bathwack sees, sort of brighten intensely. And let's see. And then sort of suck back in, and they almost dim. But as the light sucks back in, I need Bathwack and Rafina to make a constitution saving throw as you feel, basically it feels almost like your heart is being pulled out of you. But it's not physically, but that's what it feels like. So yeah, and the DC is 18.
Okay.
Well, that was awesome.
Add five.
Can I add five?
Yeah.
All right, I got a total of 9 because I got a 4.
Okay. So Bathwack and Mo save, and Rafina fails. So Rafina takes...
Now you have to live, Rafina, because you have to go back with the diamond to resuscitate that person. I
know. 56 necrotic damage.
What?
And Bathwack takes half of that. So what is that? 30.
Holy crap.
It's 36? 20.
No, 28. All right.
Oh, this is super
bad. What
did you
say, 56, right?
Yes.
This is really, really bad.
This seems like we just need to run away. What the fuck?
And those lights and, you know, the sort of the glowing energy that seems to be through this thing seem to remain faded.
Okay.
So you don't think it can do that a lot. So that's that. And Mo collapses on top of its head. But the thing hasn't moved, so he's just, like, laying up on top there.
Wait, did Mo actually get hit by something, though?
The same thing that you two did.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand he was also...
Yeah, it was a radius centered on itself. Will. You can see part of what has just happened. The last thing you see is Mo collapsing on top of this something's head. You heard what Rafina was yelling about what it looked like or whatever. What are you doing?
I have no idea. I feel like this, for the first time in a while, it's like we have no idea what this creature's motivation is. He looks like some kind of evil thing. It's great to just assume and kill things when that happens, I guess. Because it just hit everybody. Obviously, it's not great. But, like, Will is like, what am I supposed to do? Like,
stagger,
I can't reason
like,
with this thing.
Significantly.
Right. Like, but Will, so much of what he does is tries to distract or manipulate things. And he doesn't know what the fuck this thing needs. So, but, like, let me look at my... I got hit a bunch, too. Whoa. Okay. Fuck. All right. I think I'm going to cast, just because he doesn't know what to do, but like hoping that this thing might distinguish figures from each other, he's going to make himself look like he's made out of rock and has red lines going all over him. Kind of just try to make himself look like this thing.
Hot.
And I'm... 5, 10,
the Hall of the Mountain 10, King 20, starts to play.
30, 35, 40, fuck. Because I can fly. If I can, that would be if I cast fly, then I can't do anything else.
You can reach him with your normal movement.
I can reach him with my, you mean like running? That would
no,
be like
30 feet.
I can? Yeah. Wait, no, I just counted this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I didn't go just fully diagonal. Well, I also don't necessarily have 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, fuck. I don't want to go like right next to him. I wanted to, my goal is to get out to the ocean a little bit. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sure. Make myself look like him. Okay. And I guess like.
Or her.
Is that a, or yeah, whatever. And this, No, I can do both of these things. I can cast a spell and talk because I didn't run or anything. Okay. I'm going to Oh, wait, no, but I changed my appearance. That's what I was trying to ask. Like, if I change my appearance using, like, whatever thing, does that take an action?
I'd have to look at your character sheet. Yeah. It's Mask of Many Faces.
See, I think, yeah. It's not even on here. We don't even have it written down.
I mean, Disguise Self is technically an action. That's what it does. It allows you to cast Disguise Self. So, yeah.
All right. So then I disguise. Sorry. Oh, fuck. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing, but it's like, I don't think my... The most powerful spell I have is Eldritch Blast, which even if I roll three tens, that's 30 damage. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's not really going to do much. I feel like if I can possibly distract this thing from other people and maybe fly out to the ocean, that's like his plan right now to and then get lost and save by some time. I don't know. So yeah, I make myself look like this thing and I fly out there and I like yell at him. What does he want? Like, what do you want? You know what I mean? Like, just because that's what I want to know, even though I don't know if he'll even understand me.
Got it.
Could I say it in Infernal? Like, would I think that this thing, so like, this is my ignorance of D&D. Is Infernal like really just, I know it's like tieflings can speak it. Which
Infernal
is
like demon language.
So is this a demon? Like, would I perceive, like, is that, I don't know how maybe. D&D works. Like, are things with Thorin? Okay. So I'm going to say it in Infernal.
What are you going to say?
What do you want?
What do you want? Got it. Okay. All right. Bathwack.
All right.
You're down at the feet of this thing, floating there above the surf, which is crashing below your feet.
This would be really lovely if there wasn't a giant demon over my head.
Yeah. I don't know that you necessarily can really see anybody else.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I mean, I didn't think I could see Mo.
I don't think so.
I'm not going to know anyone's
injured.
He's
like on top of the thing. You do see those lights have dimmed. You felt the, at least partial brunt of that attack. You saw the lightning strike down. I don't think you could hear anything from up there either, so you don't hear Will, or you didn't hear what Rafina said or anything like that. So what are you doing down there?
Well, I have to heal. I'm almost dead, so that's what I'm going to use my action doing.
Okay.
And then if it doesn't, I mean, since it doesn't look like anyone is in distress, I'm going to assume this thing, this is sort of that it might follow me or something. I also need to get away and play dead. So I'll risk whatever it's going to do, and I'll fly off to the around the coastline. Like, let's see, 10, 15, 20, 25. Like, trying to get out of range. Let's see if I can do it. 30. I can go to here.
Okay. So you will take an attack of opportunity.
Yeah, that's what I... Okay. It's like right next to me. All right.
So let's see how that goes. Roscoe had asked if it's armed.
Even notice that he's down there.
Roscoe had asked if it's armed. It has arms. And at the end of the arms are these large clawed hands, and it reaches out and tries to claw at you as you fly away.
I wished that was a bird.
It's a 27 to hit.
Jeez.
That's a pretty good
one. I would look at my armor class, but it doesn't matter.
Oh my God.
All right, so that does...
This is not cool. Eric.
I love it when we have these battles. And we get to the point where KT is just like, Eric.
I know. I'm like, Eric, what are you doing?
It's, we're not supposed happening? To be minus five.
Everyone
plus
is
going to
die.
So that's nine damage. Nine slashing damage.
Nine. Okay.
It's metagaming for me to tell people about my hit points, right? Except probably. When they're gone.
You could tell them how you're looking.
Yeah.
It's, can be expressed in those kind of ways. So you could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a bruise on one third of my body.
There we go. Nice. All right. Let's see. Who would see this? Maybe Will and Roscoe, Rafina could, but I don't know if she'd notice.
See what?
From the road down where you came, like down the hill towards the town, you see a figure sprinting its way up towards you.
Emerald green robes?
What's the word? Preternaturally fast? Whoa. That's the word, right?
Yeah, then it must be Emerald Green Robes Lady.
It is it? Emerald Green Robes Lady.
Not oh dead! My God. Not another victim! Hooray!
What am I doing? Oops.
So, undo that. I had a question. The road back down on our map in front of us is off to the right.
Correct. Right? To the right. Trent is to the right.
Yeah. I'm trying to go the other direction along the coastline. Okay. Not the way that would follow the road along the coastline right. back.
Got yeah. it. Away from the town.
Yep.
And she runs up and shouts, "What's going on? What's happening?
We need your help again."
"Oh, hi. I'm glad you're okay. Thank you for absolving me. What are you doing?"
"I'm here to help."
"Oh, please help."
"Oh." All right. Rafina. I'm sorry about your bruise. I really, truly am.
Thank you, DM.
Mo is collapsed on the top of the head of this thing, whose head seems to start to be turning towards the left, away from you. Whether it's towards Bathwack, Roscoe, Demon Will, or a fly, you don't know. Okay. What are you doing?
Oh, I really want to... I always just have to pick the right one. So I can see Mo and I can see Bathwack, right?
Yes.
Because I'm looking over the thingy?
Yep, you can still see Bathwack.
All right. Well, then we're going to do a prayer of healing up to 6 creatures. So those 2 and myself.
You could also see Will. You could see everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does Will need healing too?
He might.
I got hit a lot.
Also, sorry, this lady in the emerald green robes might, if you wanted to heal her. You don't necessarily know her intentions.
We just kill her again.
I
stop
do
following us, weirdo.
Are you not dead yet?
It's your own business.
She's the next Ricardo Odysseus.
All of you, including the demon, turn and say, "Get out of here!
Get out of here!"
I'm going to just sort of heal indiscriminately, so all of my friends except and this person I consider my friend. So let me think. I'm gonna cast it a level 4.
Okay. So it's the spell.
Hang on, let me click the little button.
Oh, cool. Thanks. All right. So we got 20. 4, because of your life domain, hit points to all those people you mentioned.
Nice.
Oh, good. Okay. And that was my spell, and I'm not going anywhere.
All right, so you see Mo come to his senses.
Thank goodness. Oh, Mo.
And he goes, "What? What? What? Ah!" And he doesn't even get up. He just starts stabbing down into the head of this thing. All right, that's a hit, and a miss. So we got...
Well, I think I missed something. Wait, so did Rafina heal all of us by some amount?
Uh-huh.
All of us by...
20, what did we say? 28.
28.
So everyone gains 28?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, I thought it was 24.
Nope, 28. Wait, you're right, 24. Sorry. Whose side are you on, anyway?
I'm on my own side. I just didn't want the hit points at all. I was just like, no, that's too many hit points. No, thanks.
All right. And then Mo does get to his feet, but he still stays on this thing's head. Roscoe, you tried to reduce this thing to no avail. That maybe you weren't so intentional about it. Maybe that was the problem. So, Bathwack is... You can't really still see Bathwack, so you don't know what's going on down there. You do see this half-orc in the robes running up to see what's happening. Will is, well, I guess you didn't see Will transform.
Yeah, nobody even knows it's me.
You came out looking like a little demon, and you shouted, though.
What do you want in Infernal?
In Infernal.
So if Roscoe knows how what that is, I don't know what languages Roscoe knows.
I'm searching the compendium for fairy fire because I'm supposed to have that in my...
It's spelled with an IE, if that helps.
Oh, I do have it already. I just wasn't looking in the right spot. I think Roscoe will try to cast fairy fire on this thing to help give his allies an advantage. Roscoe saw that hit that did like 50 something worth of damage to Rafina.
Yeah.
That's serious business. He's gonna maintain his distance and try to do fairy fire as long as this. I think he's just within 60 feet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. So what type of light would you like it to be outlined in if it fails its saving throw?
Can I decide whether I want to expand the creativity after we roll?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
DC 14, right? Okay. Oh, wait, that's not there. I wasn't supposed to do that, though.
I thought you were going to be like... Oh, I rolled the wrong die.
The monster natural one, right?
Crit failed the fairy fire. So crit
failed the fairy fire.
What does that mean?
So go ahead.
I think like it's part of the storm that's roiling. I think like Roscoe lifts it after his hand was up to like aimed at this thing, he just raised it even higher to the sky and spread the storm clouds apart, and there should just be this like beam of what is it, lightning, or is it like a beam of just non-storm daylight? What time is it? It's daytime. Yeah, there's like, instead of somebody like having a rain cloud over their head, this is the inverse. Like, just a patch of daylight shining down, like bright sun in the middle of this storm is shining down on this thing.
Cool.
Now it won't be able to see us, hopefully.
So, the normal effect of fairy fire is while it's outlined in this light, everybody has advantage against it, if you can see it. But since it crit failed, I'm going to say that for the next round, any attacks that hit will deal max damage.
Okay. Nice.
I also realized something that I don't think we've ever actually done, but we might as well start now.
Play D&D.
The coin, the necklace from Tanya that Roscoe wears. It says, while wearing this featureless copper circle around your neck, at the start of your turn, roll a D100. On a 99 or 100, you negate all damage dealt to you until the start of your next turn.
Wow.
And I don't think...
Did you just make that up?
I don't think that's like an... I don't think that's an action. I think it's just like, just a luck thing. So like,
it's a feature.
And I know strictly speaking, this isn't the start of my turn, but will you allow me to roll a D100 and see what happens?
Sure. Yeah.
Come on. Oh, so close.
All right.
77.
Yeah. I like that.
Hey, but that's pretty lucky. 2 7s. We're going to survive.
It's going to work out just fine.
It's going to work out somehow.
Well, that's Roscoe's.
Really gonna be
this
dead.
Thing is now drenched in sunlight.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's glowing with this yellow orange light. All right, so it's got this thing on its head stabbing into it. Bathwack down below is running away. It's gonna turn and it's going to look, sort of peer. Its eyes are just above the level of the cliff, and they're going to first turn and cast their gaze over you, Roscoe, and then they're going to fix themselves directly at you, Will. And Ross or Mo's up on top, sort of hanging on for dear life as it rotates around. Mm. It tilts its head very slightly at the sight of you, Will, and goes. It's not infernal.
Fuck.
I don't think anybody here understands what it says. Oh. I'm pretty sure. Does anybody know Abyssal?
I don't think so.
Nah. And then it is going to start to climb the cliff.
Oh.
And that's about all. It starts go, and it can get so like basically it's midway up its torso is at the level of the top of the cliff. Fuck. Next round it'll probably be able to mount the top of the cliff and probably even do something. But yeah, it doesn't take any attacks or anything. And then it's Will's turn.
Okay.
You seem to have its attention.
I'm so annoyed because I should have, like, because I changed my appearance, I couldn't cast this, which I should have cast before, but I'm going to cast Comprehend Languages. Okay. So for an hour, I can understand the literal meaning of any spoken language that I hear.
I see. Cool.
So I cast that, like, I'm like, fuck, like, he realized, like, damn it. But I've never actually cast this before.
Sure.
I don't even know if I have a description written down.
I feel like you've had that one ever since you started playing. Basically,
I don't have anything written down for it. I put a babble fish in my ear. No, I can't. It's not that, but it's like. But in this case, I feel like that just happened. Like he turned to me and went blah blah blah. I feel like I'm like like it's like a Jim Carrey move. Like stick my finger in my ear, but it's like my like kind of just like glittery magic, like a dark kind of stormy glittery thing, kind of twisting Q-tip. In my ear, like. And then I'm like, and then I ask the same question again, but I just in common.
Okay.
Cool. And hope that he replies to me. And then I have to wait a whole other fucking round.
Well, won't you hear it?
Hooray. Sorry, guys.
The answer to the question when it's useless. His turn. Its turn.
Yeah. Yeah, if he says anything to anyone else, yeah. But I just feel bad because I don't want anyone to die. I'm just hoping if I can figure out something that it wants, we can maybe stop it. But maybe we'll just kill it before then and I'll be as useless as I mostly
am. Does the comprehend languages not apply retroactively to what he said?
Yeah,
it's well, just I appreciate Adam's
I mean if you remember
any spoken language.
If you remember
you
what
hear.
He said and then say it aloud to yourself, you should be able to understand it. I think so.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine.
It depends on, I mean, like, imagine trying to repeat something in Chinese to your, like, a full-on sentence.
Oh, I'm not going
to
make that mistake
try to do that
again.
Right now.
No. You're not going to trick me into doing a Chinese accent again. I almost got canceled.
What?
No, it's just like, it would be deeply offensive for me to try to do that.
I just wondered if you... reference
no,
that I'm not remembering.
No,
it's a fake reference.
Well, you guys remember when we made that movie, Breakfast at Tiffany's, and you told me
God,
just
ridiculous.
Do it. It's okay. Just do the voice.
Oh my god.
And I was
so it's acting. Ridiculous.
And I was so short back then too. So short. All right. Well, stick a move.
What?
Was Mickey Rooney short? Wait, that's who that was.
Yeah, Mickey Rooney.
Was
he
Mickey
literally,
Rooney
the name of his
short?
He titled his autobiography, Life is Too Short.
Oh.
Because of how short
that,
he was.
Really? I don't know very much Mickey. I know that role because I've seen that movie, but I
5'2".
Don't
know.
Wow. I had no idea.
He's 2 inches taller than my mom.
Your mom is just 5 foot.
Oh, gosh.
I always forget that. That's
cut
insane.
That from the podcast. They'll know.
Okay, all right. Alex's mom is 5 foot. Now everyone's going to know who you are.
My mom has 5 feet.
Whoa. Yeah. Your mom's a caterpillar.
She's a pentapod.
I thought you were going to say pimp.
Pimp.
That's what it sounded
she's
like,
a pimpopod.
Right? She's a pimp. She's a pimp.
Of course. She's got 5 feet. What else are you going to do? Bathwack. You're flying away like a coward, taking on Will's role as he's drawing the ire of this thing. You don't know ire. Maybe he's going up to have a civil discourse. You don't know. What are you doing?
Yeah, so I see it turn and start climbing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
All right. How tall is the cliff? I'm going to... I'm
like
going to...
60 feet?
Let's see. 10, 15. All right. I'm going to fly around the corner and then I'm going to start ascending the cliffside.
Okay.
I will get there in another...
Sure.
It's going to take me 2 turns to get up. I'll have to sprint the next... Can I fly faster if I'm, like, running?
What?
I don't think
like
so.
Like, running and flying?
I just don't know if the boots have... I mean...
Well, running is basically taking your action to move again, is what running is.
Oh, got
so,
it.
So, yeah, you
got
can
it,
run.
Got it. So, 15. Yeah, sure. So, I'll use my entire action to move. Mm-hmm. So, I'm 3/4 of the way up.
I just remembered that even if you had any javelins left, none of them have their tips.
Yeah.
Oh my god. So
but we are so deeply unprepared for this fight.
Yeah. Oh jeez.
Okay. You are almost next. It is emerald robed.
Oh right. And it doesn't matter what spell I cast, it breaks my concentration when I cast a spell, right?
If the spell requires concentration.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Otherwise, no.
Did
so that's why you cast your healing spell last time.
Yeah.
That was fine.
Oh, no joke. Okay, I thought for sure I had
though I guess you did take damage. I didn't make you save, so you lucked out there.
Oh.
All right, so this half-orc.
Does she look grateful that I healed her?
She seems to be doing better. She turns and gives you a solemn nod. And then she runs up, dashes up towards this thing as it's cresting the top of the cliff. It has like one of its hands down on the side of the cliff. And she is going to reach back, take a deep breath, and then it looks like she punches once and kind of slow, but she actually punches it, like, a fuck ton of times.
Ooh. What is that called, like, spell-wise?
It's not a spell. It
Lots
is an, it's a type of attack that she can do called Flurry of Blows.
Whoa.
So let's see. So she is... All right. Oh, and these are all with advantage. So it's 18. So hit. Oops. Hit. Just do the same thing. Miss. Hit. So 3 hits that all do max damage, thanks to...
Nice.
The crit fail on the fairy lights or fairy fire. So that is how much damage? So 30 bludgeoning damage. And it has to make a saving throw. Which is what type of saving throw, you may ask? Why, it is a dexterity saving throw.
She has to?
Nope, it does.
It does.
It doesn't seem like a dexterous kind of creature.
And it fails.
Ha!
And so it was like the punch, 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 and the last punch connects directly with the wrist of this beast,
and it loses its grip on the cliff and tumbles down to the ground below.
Oh, don't squish anyone.
And it is prone on the beach. Mo is thrown wide and is flying through the air towards the water below.
He's awake right now, right? He's
he is awake, yep. He had gotten to his feet even, and he had stabbed it a few times. Rafina.
Hi.
This thing has plummeted down to the earth below. It even took some damage from falling, didn't it? It definitely did. So what are you doing?
I'm going to zap him with the lightning again.
Okay.
Do I need to roll again? No, I don't.
It has to save.
In fact, I didn't have to roll at all. I just have to roll damage.
But you don't because you're doing max damage thanks to Fairy Fire this round.
Oh, yes! Thank you, Fairy Fire.
So what was your DC?
16.
So it fails.
Yes!
So it does, what was it, 66?
Why would I know
60,
that?
60-10, I mean. I believe.
Oh. Why would
damage,
I know that?
Because it was 6th level. Yeah, 60-10. So it does.
I think you said 60
damage. But as if you recall, it is does seem resistant.
Yeah.
Meta-wise, resistance to effects usually means it halves the damage. Just so you know. And Mo is thrown clear, so it doesn't hurt Mo at all.
Huh.
Perfect timing.
Yes.
Are you still standing at the top of the cliff? Are you? Do you have any other plans?
No, okay. I am staying where I am.
Cool. Okay. Mo. He turns and is going to try to dive gracefully into the water below. Oh, he's fine. He avoids any of the rocks down there. He knows what he's doing. That's within his wheelhouse. Roscoe, the creature has fallen out of sight. Mo flew off somewhere. Bathwack, you still can't see. This emerald-robed figure hit it a bunch. What are you doing?
Roscoe will run this way to kind of get over to the edge of the cliff so we can see.
Yep.
So
it's down on the ground there on its back.
As Roscoe runs and his mustard stained coat blowing behind him, he clutches Tanya's necklace, praying to no gods whatsoever.
Sure.
But everything turns out fine.
79, 2 points closer.
And now Roscoe can see down to this monster lying prone on the beach.
Uh-huh.
How high, like, what's my distance? What's the z-axis here?
Well, since you ignore diagonals in D&D, it kind of gets a little weird. But it's essentially like 60 feet away.
I think from up here, Roscoe will, again, he's very in tune with the storm enough to be able to like part the clouds and create daylight. He's going to kind of channel that and try to cast Thunder Wave.
Thunder Wave.
Which, funnily enough, I mean, this is a spell that, like, he knows he can cast. And, like, this is whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So is I don't know. It's so just the other spells that freak him out when he casts.
Thunder Wave, it's too far away for that.
Is it?
That's only 15 feet. It's, like, centered around you.
Oh, yeah, because it sweeps out from me.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
You could hit Bathwack with it.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Hell
yeah. Okay, well, thanks for letting me know, DM. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. That'd be so
Imagine what a big dick I would be if I just let you cast and be like, it's not even close to being near enough for that to do anything.
Well, what I can do is mind sliver. Did this on that scarecrow looking fuck. Now I'm going to do it on this stone guy. I'm going to try to drive a disorienting spike of psychic energy into the mind of one creature. So it needs to make an intelligence saving throw.
Okay.
Against my 14 safety suit.
All right, cool. Let's see how that goes. It fails. So what happens?
Yes. So, Roscoe sends into its brain the image of sunlight so strong that it shatters stone. Mm. This is what's in your future.
Brother.
Brother. Take 1d6 psychic damage.
It's actually 3d6 because you're 11th level.
This spell's damage increases by 1d6 when you reach certain levels. Okay, Eric.
No problem, brother.
So I'll roll 3d6.
Yep. Okay, 8 psychic damage. Got it.
And subtract 1d4 from the next saving throw it makes before the end of my next turn.
Yep.
So for it to stand or become unprone, would that be a saving throw?
No, that just takes half of its movement to get to its feet. That's automatic. Stupid. But any of the spells that you're... Another call lightning or any of those kind of things would be saveable. All right,
cool. That's Roscoe's turn.
Cool. All right. So, speaking of taking half of its movement to get up, the demon takes half of its movement to get up. Mm. And then it is going to reach up and try to claw at the half-orc who just struck it down. Hmm. So there, that is where we at. That is a miss and a hit. And that does 9 slashing damage and 23 necrotic damage. Yeah, and then it's going to try to climb the cliff again. But it can't get nearly as far up. It's kind of like got like maybe like the top of its shoulders above the top of the cliff. And you had asked it something, or you would cast the thing and then asked a question again.
Yeah, but I asked it in common because I don't know his language.
So
I don't even speak your language.
As it's slashing with its claws, it shouts, it utters another and you are able to understand that Will is all must die.
Oh jeez.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Not ambiguous.
Not at all. That's what it wants. Well, that's great.
Well, you don't know if it understood you. You don't know if it understood you.
Oh, it might just be saying that because we're hitting it. Maybe it's like the nicest demon guy, you guys.
I know.
We just like hit it right away and it was like, hey, I like peace and love. This isn't cool. And then we hit it again. It was like, hey.
Maybe something got caught in its throat at the end and it was also actually trying to say almost diet.
Yeah.
And it's like really
but also,
like.
Also, he's an influencer and he must die. Let's go.
Yeah. He climbs up and down the cliff, bursts out of it as part of his CrossFit routine.
Fuck this guy!
Yeah, totally.
This is its version of ease.
Burpees! Nice.
Hey everyone,
If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.